Welcome to Big Ticket Pros, the podcast for agencies, coaches, and high-end service providers who know what it takes to thrive in competitive markets. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at AnaBotPrime. Our guests share insider tips, strategies, and sometimes cautionary tales to help you close bigger deals, build stronger relationships, and scale your business faster. Big Ticket Pros is sponsored by Conversational Funnels. We booked 121 qualified sales calls in 10 days without any ad spend, outreach, or endless social posting. We found a new way to close deals in 2025 that doesn't rely on any of those tired old methods we're used to. To learn more, download the free step-by-step blueprint at conversationalfunnels.com. That's conversationalfunnels.com. Today's guest is Parker Leseski. Parker is the founder of the RSLTS Club. It's a successful entrepreneur who built an eight-figure business and retired by 25, offering a unique perspective on achieving success without compromising well-being. His talks combine personal experience and actionable insights on business reinvention, leadership, and balancing financial, emotional, and personal fulfillment, making him an ideal speaker for any event. So, Parker, welcome to Big Ticket Pros. What is the best piece of advice you would give to someone just starting out in your industry?
If I was just starting out and giving myself advice, I would make sure I knew why I was getting into the industry in the first place. In my experience, business can be really awesome, but in almost any industry I've been in, and I've been in a lot of them, there's always the down seasons. And if you do not know why you're getting into it, besides a quick win, then it's hard to persist through the down seasons. And in my experience, without the persistence, you never really get where you want to go. You never really create something. So I would say know why you're doing it and have a deep why. And we can go deeper into that. I speak on this subject a lot because I don't think business is that hard, but I think most people don't actually have a deep enough reason to go through the challenging moments that make the challenging moments actually seem easy because you know why you're doing it.
So I think that having a why is very important, but tell me more about that deep why.
Well, question I often ask my coaching clients is, what would you die for? And very few people can answer that, especially the first time I ask it. But I remember when I used to work with one of my mentors, he said a similar thing. What are you willing to die for? And then he added, because you're already trading your life for what you're currently doing. And the problem is most people spend more time thinking about what they're going to wear to a formal event than what they are going to do with their life. We spend relatively little time where we're like, oh, this can maybe make money. Oh, this will maybe work. It's like, is that going to be enough to create something extraordinary? I don't think so. And that's why it's like there's a depth to going into the question of why am I on this planet? What is my purpose? And it solves almost every business issue you'd ever run into if you're actually at a point where you die for what you're doing.
I think that you just gave everybody some personal identity crisis. So, what would be a tactical suggestion, advice that you would give everybody else who just entered this personal identity crisis to start crawling out?
Well, it's hard to know who you are unless you're in a community that facilitates that. I think most people find themselves in a community that's, well, I think most people find themselves without community. We live in these multi-million person cities. We're connected to thousands and thousands of people online. And yet, I think people are more lonely than ever before. We have a lot of surface level connections and lack depth of connection, and we lack connections that are rooted in standards, that are rooted in similar values. Most people aren't clear on their values. Most people aren't clear on their standards. And you were just speaking about identity. Without that as the foundation,
It's hard to know why you're here on this planet. It's hard to know who you should spend time with. But in my experience, a lot of answering the question of why am I here? What am I really committed to? What do I want to stand for? What would I maybe even be willing to die for? Answering that question is usually a byproduct of being around people who can similarly answer the question. One of the easiest ways to get anywhere is to surround yourself with people who are doing what you want to accomplish. And I think a lot of people use that and apply it to wealth. Oh, I want to be around wealthy people so I can be rich. I've been very wealthy. And let me tell you, there's lots of wealthy people who are extremely miserable, a lot more miserable than broke people. Because when you're broke and miserable, you can tell yourself the story that that's why I'm miserable, because I'm broke. When you're wealthy and miserable, you become hopeless because you got nothing to point it at anymore. So don't fall into the trap of thinking that just finding wealthy people to surround yourself with because you'll be more like them is the answer. You want to find people who are doing it for a cause, for a purpose, who have fulfillment, who have joy, who have whole life success, who have success in their relationships, their health, all areas of life, excuse me, all areas of life. And wealth is one part of that. Business is one part of that. And the best way to do business is to know why you're actually doing it.
I love that. And to what you said, I can speak on that. I've been on really, I would say I did not worry about money and I was very miserable. And then sometimes that I was broke, but I had peace of mind, I did not feel miserable. So I thank you for touching that that aspect. I think that's important too. To realize and be grateful for what we have, which is ourselves and the people around us, and look for that peace of mind and not just, you know, chasing out the money or whatever, because that's not what happiness comes from. What would be some advice that you can give for people to start finding their why? Because people can be like, oh, why? For my kids or because of my kids or like, but is there something deeper than that?
Yeah. I think a lot of the time we don't actually stop and think. I think a lot of the time we're looking for a quick fix and answering a question like, what's my why? Okay, my kids. It's like, well, do you ever notice yourself not wanting to go do the hard parts of your business or the hard parts of your life and that the kids aren't enough? What's that about? Well, the truth is you can have a why that you intellectually think you care a lot about, and then yet it's not getting you out of bed. It's not getting you to have the hard conversation in your business. It's not getting you to take the risk you need to take. It's not getting you to have the hard conversation with the potential sale. It's not getting you to have the hard conversation with a team member that's not working. Why is that? Why are you not sourcing any energy in your why? If you say it's your kids, why are you not producing at the level that matches your love for your kids? And that's one level of it. And I think family is a beautiful starting place for a why, but I think that our whys generally go deeper. I think there's more service on most people's hearts than simply helping their family. I think that's helping oneself, helping one's family is a great starting point. But if your vision stops at, oh, I can get out of struggling and I can just get my family to a successful place. Like, what if you're capable of more? What if you're destined for more? When you have a big enough vision on your heart that goes beyond me and the people just surrounding me, but maybe extended out to my entire community, maybe even the whole world or a section of the world that I feel uniquely called to help, there is a fuel you can tap into that will get you to show up in ways you didn't even realize was possible.
That's awesome. Thanks for that. So, Parker, tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
Yeah, I work with a variety of entrepreneurs. The people I work most closely with are guys who have made a certain level of success in business, aren't necessarily struggling for money anymore, but they're finding themselves feeling unfulfilled. Asking is like, is this it? Is this really the top of the mountain? Because it doesn't feel like it. And that's that very, very closely mirrors my story. Grew a big business relatively early in life and yet was facing suicidal thoughts. And when I figured out what was at the bottom of that, I realized that a lot as to what had been missing was I was not in the right communities. And even though I had spent well over $1 million on personal development and being in coaching and programs and masterminds and you name it, I was trying to solve the problem, and yet still I had that problem. And I realized, hey, if I couldn't find it, maybe it was my purpose to make it. And ever since then, about 7 years ago now, I've been building a community called Results Club. And Results Club is a group of high-performing entrepreneurs who are committed to building really big things, but doing it without stressing themselves out or compromising their values along the way. We get together multiple times a month. We have in-person events. Huge on community. That's what I've realized is the big solve, is most people don't have the right community. So that's why we get together. And I think digital's great as an add-on, but there's nothing that compares than being face-to-face, be able to give someone a hug, shake their hand, get to know them on a personal level. And we do events all the time. It's been a real blessing to get into this space.
That's awesome. So we're going to wrap them here. Thank you to Parker Lazeski for joining us and sharing some wisdom about thriving in a competitive industry. You're going to learn more about what he does by visiting resultsclub.com, RSLTSclub.com. Did I get it right?
RSLTSclub.com.
Perfect. If you are an agency, coach, professional services provider, or otherwise sell expensive stuff, we'd love to have you in a future episode. You can apply at bigticketpros.com. And once again, if you want to stack your calendar with qualified, motivated prospects who want what you have, download our free blueprint at conversationalfunnels.com. That's all for now. Go get that big ticket punched. See you later.